Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Easter, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Sheepish.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, we tend to talk about inculturation as if it were a new idea, a modern idea. Well, the word is, in fact, relatively new. It was first recorded in 1977, but the idea is anything but new, because inculturation simply means adopting your preaching to the cultural context, using figures of speech that your listeners will understand. And that is exactly what Jesus consistently did. Look at what he says here. He's talking about the behaviour of sheep, probably the most familiar animal to the people of Palestine in those days. And when this doesn't get through to them immediately, he stays in the same context. He talks about thieves who are trying to steal sheep. So he's not using the kind of image that will make life hard for these people who are listening to him. He's inviting them to think of him in terms that are not in the least mysterious, that are part of their everyday life. I still struggle sometimes with some of the images in the book of Revelation and the Apocalypse. But Jesus doesn't attempt to mystify as he talks in readily understandable language for whoever he's addressing. The oddity is, of course, that it's harder for us because many people, especially living in our vast modern cities, many people have probably never set eyes on a true sheep. And oddly enough, when we mention sheep in ordinary conversation, it's not usually complimentary. We tend to think of them as dim-witted. We think they're not capable of independent thought, of doing their own thing. We think of them always as being in the mass. And it's only when they're very young that we think of them as appealing, because lambs are attractive, they're playful, they're lovable, But adult sheep? No, come on. Most people would say adult sheep are boring, wandering around just in a flock, never doing anything independently. Well, I'm sorry, but it's time we thought about that again. Because one thing that distinguishes sheep is precisely what Jesus mentions here. They won't follow just anybody. They listen for the familiar voice of the person they know they can trust. In this respect, we might as well admit that we don't always behave as intelligently as sheep. We're far too ready to be attracted by other kinds of voices, by the false promises, for instance, of advertising, or by the shallow charm, and it is shallow, of public personalities, actors, singers, sports champions. I don't mean these are necessarily shallow people, but in their public role, they don't really offer us anything of substance. So maybe we need to take sheep as our example. Let's try. Let's follow the voice of the Good Shepherd.